This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The heads of NATO and the European Commission flew to a North Sea platform on Friday to discuss the protection of infrastructure and gas supplies to Europe. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke of keeping prices stable. Security at Norwegian petroleum installations was increased after the explosions on the Nord Stream pipelines on September 26th in the Baltic Sea, with NATO allies providing military support. The International Criminal Court says it has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of his alleged involvement in abductions of children from Ukraine. Here's what U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby had to say about the decision.
All I can tell you is President Biden has made it clear that we're going to help international bodies that are, including Ukrainian authorities, that are collecting evidence and preparing to analyze that evidence for appropriate adjudication in the future.
The court said in a statement that Putin is allegedly responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation of population, meaning children, and that of unlawful transfer of population, also meaning children, from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. It also issued a warrant Friday for the Commissioner for Children's Rights in Putin's office on similar allegations. A possible trial of any Russians at the ICC remains a long way off. Moscow doesn't recognize the court's jurisdiction or extradite its nationals. The United Nations said Friday that Cyclone Freddy, which dissipated this week after a record-breaking rampage, has caused more than 460 deaths in southern Africa and affected more than 500,000 people in Malawi. The storm dumped 6 months' worth of rainfall in 6 days on southern Malawi. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is the first top U.S. diplomat to visit Niger, as the West African country has emerged as a crucial security base for Western countries seeking to counter terrorist groups in the Sahel region. We'll have more on that story in just a little later. The World Health Organization on Friday expressed confidence it will be able to declare an end to the pandemic stage of the COVID-19 global health emergency sometime this year. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Last week marked 3 years since the UN Health Agency first described the COVID-19 situation as a pandemic. The WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insists countries should have been jolted into action several weeks before that formal declaration. At a news conference Friday at agency headquarters in Geneva, WHO Emergencies Program Chief Michael Ryan said the time is very near where the threat posed by the virus that causes COVID-19 is no longer an emergency.
We're coming to that point where we can look at COVID-19 in the same way we look at seasonal influenza, a threat to health, a virus that will continue to kill, but a virus that is not disrupting our society or disrupting our hospital systems. And I believe that will come this year.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has a report on Antony Blinken's visit to Niger.
Terrorist organizations like Boko Haram and Islamic State and branches of Al-Qaeda continue to pose a threat to Niger and governments across sub-Saharan Africa. In a joint news conference with his Nigerian counterpart in Niamey, Blinken announced nearly $150 million in humanitarian assistance to help meet the tremendous need in Western and Central Africa and the Sahel, created by regional instability.
We are also supporting investments in the long-term security of Niger, investments that you heard the minister refer to, help make Niger's law enforcement more effective in combating terrorism, strengthening border security, enhancing counter-narcotics capacity, stemming trafficking, helping to investigate, prosecute, and ultimately reduce terrorism, violent extremism.
Cindy Sain, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden hosted the Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar on Friday. It's part of a long-standing White House tradition of St. Patrick's Day celebrations of Irish culture in the United States. Varadkar says he's looking forward to having Biden visit Ireland.
I promise you that we're going to roll out the red carpet, and it's going to be a visit like no other. Everyone's excited about it already.
Biden referenced his own Irish heritage in his remarks, saying it's a big day in his own family's household. He said Ireland and the United States share great friendship and long traditions. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.